This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
You're listening to the Productive Muslim Podcast, Season 3, Episode 12.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome to day 12 of the Heart Detox Challenge. Alhamdulillah, we are 12 days into Ramadan and I pray that you have been reaping the benefits from this challenge. I hope that you guys have kept up with your two pages of reading Quran a day. I hope that you are keeping up with these tasks. I really hope that you're reading these articles, and inshallah, by the end of this detox challenge, you will have found a way to develop sustainable, productive habits that you can start doing every day in your life. Now, today's article is a really good article on if I had a couple more days to live. Now, this is an article which gets you thinking about akhirah-oriented productivity. So, being productive whilst thinking that you have limited time on this earth. And if you have limited time, how are you going to spend it? What do you want to meet Allah with? Do you want to meet Allah and be questioned about your time and how you spent it and have a wealth of time that has been wasted, or look back and have a wealth of time that has been productively spent and invested to benefit you both in the dunya and in the akhirah? And there was one particular tip that stood out to me here, which was towards the end of the article, which it says on how to be more productive. It says, when posting on social media, remember that you are leaving your footprint in this world. Try as much as you can not to leave an embarrassing one. Now, this is something that I think many of us, we need to reflect on, because especially when it comes to social media, it is very easy to post any opinion online because you're behind the screen. And sometimes you will say things that you would probably never dream of saying face to face. And as Muslims, there's a certain akhlaq that we have to carry. There are certain manners that we have to display, whether it's online or face to face. And that's why I really urge you to follow this tip. Try as much as you can not to leave an embarrassing one, especially when you're in the online world. Now, for the rest of your day, your tasks are: you are going to make a handmade card for your parents. If you cannot make one for your parents, make it for any other family member. It has to be a nice handmade card. It can be A4 paper, it can be card paper, you can go the extra mile, it doesn't matter. But I want it to have a very nice, sincere, heartfelt message inside. Your last task is you are going to donate a Quran to the masjid. Now, this is a very beautiful form of sadaqah jariyah, because from that day on, anybody who uses that Qur'an, you are going to get ajr for it. So it can be a Qur'an from home, or you can buy a new Qur'an, but you're going to donate it to a masjid. These are your tasks for the day. I hope you guys have a wonderful day, and I will be with you tomorrow where we are going to be looking at how to avoid burnout during Ramadan. Have a wonderful day, and I will be with you soon, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum.
Hey everyone, this is Mifra here. Now, just before you hit the pause button, I want to let you know something. We are having a giveaway this Ramadan to win the Productive Muslim audiobook along with a free 1-year subscription to the Productive Muslim Academy. So this is the same academy that gives you access to the Ramadan course and all other great courses to help you be super productive. Now, the exciting thing about this giveaway is that the more you share it with your family and friends, the more entries you'll have to win this prize pack. So check it out by heading over to productivemuslimpodcast.com/gift. That is productivemuslimpodcast.com/gift. Thank you for listening and have a great day.